problem. It's not that kind of thing.
Calm. Alright, testing 1-2.
It's calm.
That's calm. Alright, let's just again testing 1-2.
Yeah.
That's calm. Okay.
Calm. Cool. Calm.
Alright, I can just chill. Alright, cool. What's going on, people? It's your boy Afro, Michael, and Enoch. Welcome back to the print.
Yo,
we got an introducing episode today. With a how do I introduce this guy? We know him, innit? old school from secondary school and that. He was in the terrible year, the blue tie. We were in orange, obviously. Best in Crown Woods and
can
that.
You hearing that laugh?
Yeah. So we're introducing Larby today. That's how that's where he goes by. But you know, obviously we know him from as something else. But you know, Larby is in the building. Yeah.
What's going on, brother?
What's going on?
Do you know what's so funny? Everyone thinks that that's not even my name. You know, that's my second name.
That's your second name.
Yeah.
Going by the second name.
It's original. My government stuff.
Trust me.
Larby.
What are you not saying though?
We're good, man.
Good, man. Good.
Just that. Telling us about your 12-hour day.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Long hours, but just it's part of the grind.
Trust me.
Unfortunately, I'm working. Mm-hmm. So I've got to kind of juggle in it between the whole chasing my dream, or it's not really a dream, but my passion.
Yeah.
And then trying to get funds to sort of invest.
Back into the passion.
So are you of the kind of school of thought of work? Well, literally work for your money and
work
then
for your
invest
money
it
exactly.
back into your own passion, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only way, because at the end of the day, without money, you can be as talented as you want.
Mm.
I just believe that obviously you need money to start off.
For sure.
Unless you're going into these talent shows.
Yeah.
That brings more talent and X Factor.
True.
I don't really see rappers getting far and don't type of stuff. So it's always singers and stuff. So
normally, yeah,
man.
Sing high notes. And
I can't imagine a rapper on X Factor.
You know? Yeah, it's actually true. You know, X Factor is not a. It's not a.
It's not really for rappers.
It's not for rappers really.
Maybe do you know what? That could be something that someone starts.
For real.
I might have to keep that for myself.
Yeah, maybe I might have to bleed that out
until I get into them higher positions.
Trust me, boy, you're running.
I won't even say the name in case he hears it, and the next thing you know, he goes and starts it.
Trust me.
Stormzy.
We actually had a girl that works for Simon Cowell's record label on here on our previous episode, Yara, boy. So maybe if she listens, she might just.
That's the thing about music as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me anyway,
mm-hmm.
it's like it's just gonna open. I know that this is the best way I can open so many other avenues.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because this is what I'm best at doing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We used to play basketball.
Yeah.
I was all right.
Yeah.
Wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
I could just fit in.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then. What else can I do? Anything. I used to be in the relay team. I could have pursued a nap. I would never have been like a 100-meter sprinter, but I could have made a relay team, maybe in Greenwich, and then go from there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
But would you say it's where you're most comfortable as well?
Yeah, music for me is just the best way for me to express myself.
Sick.
And it's what that's what I do, that captures people's attention. When I did Graham, that was it.
Yeah.
I'll go in a room. No one would expect it as well. And I'll just shell it. And that was it.
I remember I never used to expect. I didn't expect it when you. I think you showed me a couple of videos. I don't know if you mind, but obviously, bear out your old name, innit? Kid Cheeky.
No, man. Come on, man.
Kid Cheeky.
Not a lot of people knew about that, you know.
I didn't know.
This is the problem.
All.
That's the thing.
No.
That's why this time round is different.
You're proper
people
pushing
can say,
it.
Yeah, because now it's the pursuit.
Yeah.
Before was just the hobby.
Cool.
He's actually using his name.
Yeah, I'm coming from.
To me.
That's the only thing I regret. I never regret this journey or whatever. Yeah, but you see how you've seen Chipmunk grow, innit?
Yeah, from
or
when he was
you've
young.
Seen anyone that started dumb years.
Yeah.
Back then, you've seen the growth. That's the only thing I wish. Because if I had shown you what I was doing then. Or pushed it,
you would.
Then Pete and
we would have been along the ride for the journey. Yeah.
And then now you see him and be like, "Rod, this is what he's doing now. Oh, he's talking about different stuff. Or he's always been genuine. Like he ain't changed. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
Someone would be like, oh, he's grown up, so he's everything he's talking about, all this positive stuff he's never spoken about. I've never spoken about anything but positive.
Right.
Mm. If it's not positive, it's just real.
For real.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, real rap. Because it's weird, because I was going to say, like, from back in secondary school days, I actually didn't know you as a music man. So yeah, when I see you coming out this year, because it's like this year you've really started pushing it.
Yeah, because like obviously I didn't go to uni, but
yeah,
I was studying and I was away from home. I started off in, where did I start off? I was an apprentice first.
Okay.
After college, then go to uni. I did 2 years in Norfolk.
Wow,
you won.
Yeah, I was gone. So I was there, and I was even thinking to myself, because I was trying to make it, I needed the money and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like all personal reasons, like helping out at home. And I was thinking, right, I'm away from home, I can really focus. But I had to actually really focus on the studies, and not, I couldn't juggle between studies and trying to do music. Mm. But it was always at the back of my mind. I write a little quick 16 here and there. I mean,
keep your sanity, bro.
Just to remind yourself.
Just to be like, do you know what? In case someone calls me out, I'll drop this 16. Yeah. And it will do, innit? So,
for real.
And then I started like, trying to make beats. Mm. I was trying to make one or two beats, but it wasn't. I never really downloaded the correct software, because I used to use my laptop just for work.
Yeah.
Then I was just bored one time and I see some beat app on my iPad. Downloaded it, tried to make one or two beats.
Brother.
But that didn't really that didn't really work. And then do you know what? It made me know though, because I did show like one or two beat makers or one or two like music people, and they fully understood that this guy knows music. I have a sound knowledge of patterns, do you know what I mean? Drum patterns, stuff like that. And you can tell by the way I spit. That's the funny thing. You see, work for my money, that don't really show you how like I said, if I do grime, then you'll really understand this guy's flowy. Yeah. I'm more of a flowy spitter.
Yeah. For real, bruv, that Black Block freestyle
stuff. Yeah. A lot of people miss the ending, and it's a shame, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously, I've gone and I've done 10 minutes of just shelling. Mm. But we're not just shelling. I've performed work for my money. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, that wasn't even a show.
Yeah.
But then, I tried to ask Black Box as well if they could, because they split the video, innit?
Okay.
They recorded it. In two parts. Work for my money, recorded the grand part. Four I tried to ask them to put that first, because that's what would grab people.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just didn't really respond to us. Just come. Put it out. It's there for historical reasons, innit? Mm. When people go back and think, how did we miss this? I'll be like,
I clocked.
Because that's
said, not, did you what?
Yeah,
clock
said,
what?
Nah, kid, that's cheeky. That was.
Yeah, that
What was that?
Yeah, that boy.
But like, why? What are you saying? Like, what happened?
That's what I said. That's kid cheeky. Remember, I said his name. Yeah.
do you know what's funny? Do you know what's so funny?
That's how you feel even.
No, but do you know what's funny?
Go on.
That's what I love. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things happen like coincidentally.
Okay.
He weren't even referencing
that.
Yeah, he was just saying name. That's cheeky.
He just said it.
He just said it.
Yeah.
Like that. But the thing is, that's what you know.
But do you know what's funny?
They know.
No, but do you know what's funny? This is very deep. Yeah, it's very deep. See, when you write stuff. See, when I write, or if you think about, someone was asking me the other day, like, marketing or campaigns and stuff like that, when you make a name for yourself, when you do certain things, like how you're going to call your album or the strategy you're going to take, sometimes the way in which people create their names or titles for things, it's in such a way that it's relatable to everyone. Does that make sense? Like cheeky, saying cheeky is a generic like everyone says that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you would relate it to me. If I was big enough, you would have been like, oh, he meant to say that and think I'm sick. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because it's what's in people's brains.
Or even when work for my money.
Yeah.
Bruv, that's just a generic that everyone does that. Bruv. Everyone, like, everyone works money. And they work for money.
So
where I'm coming from. So it's just like, I started to realize, when I type my songs, when I do stuff,
yeah,
like It just has to hit the masses, right, and not target a certain group of people.
I love that, man. So you're actually very aware of,
like
topics that are gonna exactly everybody's gonna be able to relate to.
That we I have discussed with my boy, my producer, I'm working with right now, Rocks. Rocks and the whole Penthouse group, and we all think about that when we're trying to come up with ideas. Because at the end of the day, I realized, if I'm honest, I'm gonna mention him a lot, it's because I've been studying him. It's like Stormzy and not his music, but just business wise.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I realized, bruv, my man went and said, "Shut up." Yeah. Mm-hmm. The most generic thing everyone says.
Shut up.
Do you get what I'm coming from? So everyone heard that and just they didn't get gassed. They just felt involved. Do you know what I mean? Like there's differences with the type of music that you do. There's I feel as if like your Stormzy's, your what's his name, Ed Sheeran's. Yep. Mm. It's just all generic stuff.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying? Everyone can relate to it. Mm. Mm. You have your one-offs like gigs. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Gigs first was appealing to us, man. Well, not us, man, but
even like
road man. And
you know, if you think about like Talking the Hardest, like the fact that's a hit, but when it came out, that wasn't for like the mainstream.
No, it wasn't mainstream at all.
That was for the brothers that live round ends.
Exactly.
You know,
and then that's why that's why he's great, isn't it? Because he's been, if not one of the only ones to bring it into light without crossing over.
Mm. Mm.
A lot of people have dabbed in, they've dipped, into the into the crossover period, or they've crossed over for completely.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like Dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone. Titchy Strider, crossed over.
But the Peas, man, I want
to
jump in.
Everyone's kind of lethal B to an extent has crossed over.
Mm. No, he's fully.
You know what I'm saying? Fully. Like, no, but people can argue that. The tempo at which he spits is the same. So he's not doing grime. You see grime, what's grime? Grime to me, it's a tempo, but it's also the sound. It's the instruments you use, the instruments you choose when you're making the beat. Like that's what makes it different. That's why you can Eminem can spit on grime. Mm. Are you gonna tell me that he's not doing grime? Do you know where I'm coming from? He's not doing grime because the way he's rapping, do you know what I'm saying? But he can spit at a fast tempo. But then the beat that you'll be listening,
I'm not denying that.
When you listen to the beat that he's doing, it's not a grime beat. So you're gonna say that it's not grime.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. I believe that if he spits on a grime beat, he's doing grime. He's doing grime. If he can,
but then the flow on the beat. What it is as well. Yeah, it depends, because see someone like AJ Tracy, he don't do grime. He does like grime tempo on a drill beat.
Drill.
But the beat is drill. It's not grime. So that's why I believe as well. Yeah. Is all about introducing new sounds as well. No one had ever done that, so that's why he can claim the title and be like, I started a new fashion.
It's kind of like what Wiley did with grime, really, and that's why Wiley's up there.
No one changed the beat. Everyone's doing garage or whatever they were doing, drum garage, and bass. Then he said, you know what, I'm gonna start this up. Different type of beat.
Yep.
Before you know it, everyone jumped in it.
What's a grime beat? 120 BPM or 140?
140. But that's the thing as well, isn't it? I feel as if grime's even deeper than that as well.
It's a lifestyle.
It depends on what you're talking about. You know where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
It's like me saying back in the day when we used to listen to these American gangster rappers, not like the UK ones.
Yeah.
50
Cent back in the day. Yeah. All of them, man. We said that was gangster rap. Even before then.
Yeah.
All this like, what's his...
Dre.
Dre, Compton, all them lot there. Yeah. We said there was gangster rap because... It's not gangster in the way that the media perceive it to be. It's just the lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle.
Everything they're seeing is ghetto.
Everything they're saying, yeah.
People, you hear man them getting stabbed, man, getting shot. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We all been through it as well. Like, what's that brother that was in your ear?
Stephen
and Michael. Stephen.
Yeah,
Stephen. When I got shot.
Madness. Yeah. Madness.
I heard that, I was like, what? So if I decided to write a story now, song, and be like, there's a guy that come to my school, blah, 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 got. And then tell that story.
Mm.
Someone's gonna say, "Oh, yeah, that's a gangster song." No, it's not.
They're saying you're the one that chopped the.
But it all depends on, especially as well. It all depends on delivery.
Yeah.
Because before gangster was like DMX.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought of. Aggressive.
But then look at Nines.
Right.
He's
cool.
Yeah.
But he's gangster.
He's so calm with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like as if he just woke up in the morning.
But don't you agree? And that's how people, I feel as if that's how it's all like, it's just through generations, yeah. It's just like found its way into different paths.
Yeah.
Like you can't define gangsters one term now. Mm-hmm. There's like sub genres or whatever.
There's hood gangster.
You know what I'm saying? There's hood gangster.
There's money making.
Look at your Pablo.
In the UK, yeah. Yeah.
Pablo was a gangster.
Road rap.
Well, technically, yeah.
He was the most calmest guy.
Yeah.
Or Free Ray.
Pablo.
What's his name? The original, the Freeway Rick Ross guy. Yeah?
Yeah.
He used to sit in a room and you never know it's him.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
He's a gangster. He'll do what he has to do.
Right.
I'm saying so. It's all perception as well, man. This music thing, yeah, it's so long, like, it's very long, but all I can say is you just have to keep pushing.
So, so what made you start and decide 2017, I'm going to start pushing this thing?
Yeah,
out?
When I saw a lot of people making money. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
My life can't continue like this.
Yeah.
My whole life has to change right now.
For sure.
And it's not even that. You just see things. I saw Chipmunk coming back from States doing this, or just people that I knew or I've seen before, yeah, and they've just continued.
Persistence.
I've stopped. I went to work.
Yeah.
And no one got a chance. That's the good thing as well, because that might have been my peak. If I had,
if anybody heard
back
you
back then,
yeah.
And then they go, oh, he sat then and I disappeared and came back. It could be difficult, but the fact that no one's heard me, cool. I have like a fresh, it's not a fresh start, it's like I'm not even starting from square one again, because
yeah,
no one knew.
You know what, no one
I'm
knew.
Saying
funny for enough me, I knew I'm that start- you used to spit though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I was
like secondary school times
in the mat. Yeah, but that was Crown Woods and that was it.
Yeah, okay,
that was
yeah.
A few people in Greenwich, not no, and yeah, the yeah. People in Greenwich that knew was people in music, not yeah. Like the schools.
Okay.
Like back in the day, when you heard Masker, everyone knew that Masker was spitting.
Yeah.
Everyone knew IWL, Jam yeah. Killer, Saskia's
brother.
No,
I forgot about IWL.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone knew that because they were everywhere.
Yeah.
But I wasn't everywhere like that. A few people knew when I was cheeky, when I was Class A squad, all that stuff.
Class A squad. Oh my days.
Yeah. Old school.
Oh my gosh.
Old school stuff. Yeah, man, do you know what? I got gassed up. We got played on Trace FM once, and that was probably the best moment ever.
Swear.
Yeah.
Mad.
I saw Richard Blackwood one time, went to one show, and I was like, yo, track number three.
Track number three?
That's what I said. He gave him the CD. Then I walked track up and I came three. Back. I came back.
Found the
like,
old school way of doing it, bruv.
Do you know what's funny, yeah? That's the way, yeah?
Yeah.
That we've been discussing in studio to do it now. Just go the traditional way
instead of SoundCloud,
because
and
when
all
you
of that.
Do all this stuff, yeah, everyone's doing it.
Yeah, so saturated.
Now, like this, I don't know if you've heard. Because I'm part of Penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've done all that Ikaya-y stuff and that, all of that Af songs, yeah, Afro beat, Afro swing. We call it Afro soul, innit?
Yeah.
I'll explain that later. But all of that stuff,
yeah.
We just send it direct to the DJs, so they've got it.
And they will play it,
and then that's how it's gonna go.
Okay,
do you know what I'm
coming from? That's old school.
But do you feel the DJs are still gatekeepers? Because you know how things have changed.
Definitely,
like, in music over the past
definitely,
years.
Definitely,
like, it used to always be the DJ. Like that's the only person you go to.
I feel like it still is the DJ.
It's
DJ and it's DJ and just connects people that are high up in whatever in the industry.
Mm.
That's it. It's as simple as that.
Mm.
What's his name? DJ, like Montana. P. Montana,
yeah.
You've heard it. I don't know if you've heard his new tape, yeah?
Not yet.
Out though.
He's got all of the reason why he can get all those people on there is because he's kind of helped all them people at some point. He's got them and got to a rave. Like, he don't even do house parties anymore. Like, he's gone up. Mm. He just does events. He does, like, festivals and all of that stuff now.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on the next level now. But when he goes festivals and there's 5,000 people, when he went to Wireless and he's playing Kojo Funds, how did he get it? Because Kojo sent it to him.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't buy it.
No.
They need to give it to him so he can play it.
So the DJs are still definitely
the game. Like, that's, I feel like
the traditional method needs to come back.
Is still
it's still
everyone's forgotten about it, but it's alive. It's very much alive. Like, don't sleep on it. sure. They might not actually be the gatekeepers, but I feel like they're just heavily involved somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't beat Tim West. Tim West would put gigs on.
Tim West
on,
was a G. Yeah. Like,
he put gigs on. Yeah. You know, did you know that Crib Sessions was made for gigs only?
Really? Mm. Oh, yeah, because there's a reason. Because he couldn't be on radio.
Not right. On radio. Mm. Right. So then Tim Westwood said, you know what? I've got something to for you. Boom.
I've got made something Crib Session for you.
Yeah. Look at Crib Session now.
Everybody goes.
So right. And that was a DJ, bruv. Tim Westwood was a DJ that did that.
Mad. Powerful man.
So he's probably, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. DJs, yeah. When you get spins on radios, who is it? DJs, bro.
It's DJs.
It's DJs.
I'm telling you, DJs are important, bro.
For real.
If you piss any of them DJs off, it's
long. Nah, it's long for you still.
It's long because they can lock you, especially how it depends how powerful they are. They'll lock you off.
Depends, yeah, for remember sure. When Chip went at DJ Cameo? I just went at DJ Cameo because Cameo, but what's it? What, I can't remember, but he got himself involved in that beef.
Yeah, but then, but what's obviously, Cameo? Yeah, like, I'm not being, I don't know, innit? But it's like, if you compare Cameo to Westwood, I don't know if they're on the same
level. I guess same level.
I don't know if one is bigger than the other. I don't know, but Chipmunk's still good.
Westwood is a lot bigger than
I don't think Cameo will be able to blacklist
Chipmunk. You don't have to say
that. Like
across
that.
The whole platforms, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But Tim Westwood can.
Yeah, for
if
sure.
He says, if he blacklists you, yeah, it's long.
It's long
for me. You know what I mean?
It is, you know. He's got power, you know.
I'm trying to think who's he got beef with or who has he had beef with.
That's why.
And they probably disappeared or something.
I don't think people want to try and have beef.
Right.
If he got pissed off with you, you just sort of like take it on the chin.
Yeah.
I'll take it on the chin as well. Like, I ain't got no problems with Tim Westwood, man. I like Tim Westwood. Yeah. Once I make my bread and I've done everything, fam, I'm making several dubs at him.
Once you're established.
Several dubs. I have to finish him. I'm like, I've got my P's. What can you do?
And you know what's funny? He's probably he's smart as well. He'll probably make P off that.
For sure.
Because he used his name.
Yeah.
And his name's a brand. And he's going to, I swear,
Westwood.
I don't know.
Fam, trust
these guys, when you get in the game, do you know what? It's very sad to say, but yeah, okay. I've made work for my money. I've made the tune that I asked Enoch to make in the video for and that.
Know.
All of that stuff there, yeah. But, that it won't get recognized because two things.
Go on.
Music is, well, I'm not doing commercial music, so tough, too tough. It's not.
Do you think
it's not clubs?
It's not, all right, it's not. Club, all right, commercial, all right. It's not. Know? It's not mainstream.
Get played in a club, bro.
Do you know what?
It won't get played in a club.
It won't get played in a festival like that.
But do you know what? I can see it can get licensed. It can get licensed and be put on adverts and stuff. Bro, do you know what I was going to say? Yeah, you know,
especially
that
beat is old school though. Like that beat is, if you don't know.
Okay.
It's it was actually one of my favorite beats I used to listen to tune bare like in school because I'm actually an old soul. I was even going to call one of my projects. My cousin actually gave it a name. Big up Ment. Old, young. Old, new.
Okay.
As in an old soul chat to a new body.
Yeah, I feel that.
I was going to do something like that because it was just like, yeah, I feel 90s beats.
Do you know what? I'm glad you said that because when I was thinking about that, I was thinking there's a soulful element to Work For Your Money and I didn't know if you'd agree with it or not. But it's weird because even the I Can Be Great, You Can Be Great, brother, we can be great.
That sounds like a Nas.
Nas, bro. Yeah, literally, that was Nas. And I know I can't. That's literally what came to my mind. But because so when you say it's not mainstream,
it's empowering. No one really empowers anymore. There's no, and I don't think people in the that's America as well. Like UK, no one's kind of
empowering.
Nobody is, man.
They've not really spat like that. Fours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Wretch.
No one. Wretch does.
Wretch is the
Do you know what? I apologize.
Album was so underrated last
year. I apologize. Yeah. Because you know what? I look up to it. Like. Too much.
Yeah.
Like I wish he was.
I thought he'd be a big inspiration for you.
Yeah, Wretch. Like my top. If you ask me, the two people I listen to the most in this country is probably Wretch and Lil Sims.
Wow.
We're thinking gets.
Like that's top two.
Okay.
Because and that's look at the genres I said. Like,
yeah.
If you listen to,
yeah.
If you obviously Lil Sims is skippy as well, but
yeah,
a lot of her stuff sometimes. Some of her stuff, not a lot, but some of them is a different tempo.
Sure.
And she's more empowering than Getz. if to be honest.
Oh yeah,
I'm not saying Getz saying them
from an empowering,
but Getz, yeah, he's marketed himself as that military guy. That
he's that guy. That
he's a savage. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But when you talk to him, he's done.
Yeah, because you met him the other day. I saw it. Tell us about that. How'd you run into him? I was like,
I was just in Shoreditch and I literally bumped into him.
Man,
I need to bump. I work in Shoreditch. I never met this man.
I come out. I went to one event. I forgot it was where it was. And then, do you know what's so funny? I was talking about him. We're having an argument in the car about him and P Money, innit?
Yeah.
Someone was having an argument. Yeah. Someone was said something and they said, P Money, duh, he did me.
Oh, tell him to be quiet.
And I said, listen, I'm a big fan of P Money, don't get me wrong. He's from South as well.
Yeah.
I love it. I'll big him up every day, I'll back him. But, do you know what I mean? Like, I've felt Getz for fucking years, man.
Mm.
And I said, Getz is hard. And Getz never got duppy like that. I feel like, It's not fair to say, it's arguable that you can say he lost, but that's only because, in my opinion, where he was in life, he really just couldn't be. It was probably a bad decision for him to continue on.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think Getz would ever. Getz got bars for days, bro.
Yeah, he has.
There's no way
he'll try and bar Chiptooth Getz today.
Exactly.
Impossible.
This is what I'm saying. So, the man have got bars for days, so it was one of them ones. These men were arguing in the car, and no, we all argued, saying, I was saying, nah, Getz never lost, bro. I'm telling you, Getz never lost, blah 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 blah. But 2 hours later, we've gone to this thing, come walking back to the car. I looked and I was like, is that Reggie? I was like, nah, you're joking. I said, that's not him, bruv.
No way,
we've just been having a discussion,
and he just popped
and
up.
Then I went to him, And I said the one thing that he said, no one has ever said to him. And I was like, I just went up to him, we were talking.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I don't know, I'm just waiting to hear what he says. I must have said to him,
yo, like, obviously you already know, innit? I ain't even got to explain to you, innit? You're like, it's mad, it's all long, innit? Mm. I can't even bother to, you probably get it every day.
Yeah, for sure.
But for me personally, one day, I'm not gonna ask for your details. It's long, because it don't work. Like, it's not authentic. It's not. It's, you know what I mean? So we let it happen all
organically
and that organic. That's the way I was looking for. Organically and that. Just remember my name. My name's Larby. Yeah. and then I said to, I mentioned one song called Murder Capital. No, I swear, you don't know it.
Mm-mm.
You don't know
I don't know
it.
That.
Bare people don't know it.
I'm surprised I don't know that.
This guy looked at me. You saw the video, innit?
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw the
song. Yeah, I saw it.
He went, bro, he said, that's not even on Spotify. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, that's the type of stuff you won't find. It's like lost files.
Mm-mm. I don't know that.
Bro, that song, what's so funny, that was my first Getz song I ever heard.
Mad.
Murder Capital. This is a mad track. I wish I still had it on my old MP3, but if you missed it, you missed it, innit?
You missed it.
But
you
I'll be able to.
I missed it.
But the bars, the bars actually, the tune might be on YouTube or something, but the bars of that tune he used for like a, what do you call it? Acoustic session.
Okay.
So I'll be able to find it. So you hear the bars.
You can hear the bars, but the actual track itself.
But the actual track that he recorded is
hidden, lost files.
Yeah, like it's, you won't find it because it wasn't on Ghetto Gospel, which was his first. Right, it wasn't on that. It was before that.
Mad.
It was just one of his singles that he just, it was a rap song.
Mm.
That's when I knew him as a rapper first. So when I heard him doing all this grammar, I was like,
raw. Yeah.
And that's the same that I look at myself like, work for my money is all rap. You man know me from school, but you don't know me. But rap. Then I'll come and just do grammar and I'll be like, whoa.
But I felt like your black box showed the versatility.
It does, but I mean,
the whole thing,
if you watch the whole thing,
it's been missed on. I'm talking masses.
Yeah.
I'm talking, I can really get to the masses if I just continued doing work for my money. Like, work for money's got, fair enough, it's arguable because of the channel's got more subscribers in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, more people have seen that and they will see more rap songs than gram freestyles.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or, because I ain't even got a gram song yet.
How are you positioning yourself as an artist? Like, are you gram? Are you rap? Are you soul? Are you just
no?
Out
do
here?
You know what? I'm working on the sound, innit?
Okay.
Because
I feel like
I
there's
call
a
gram. I call it Afro gram.
Yeah. Afrogram. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah,
it's not there, innit?
It's not a Jay Hussey.
I've never heard of that before.
Exactly.
So yeah.
That,
exactly.
So how would you describe that?
Well, you have to hear. Like I said, yeah. Everything here,
yeah,
in my opinion, has been done before. It's just the sound that's different. It's the beat that is different.
Yeah.
So Afrogram is literally, like I said about AJ Tracy, it will be a gram tempo but on an Afro type of track.
Sure.
How you do it, you have to test the waters. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm. And we did it at one show. Mm. I'll play the video in a sec. We did it at one show and it was literally, was good. Afro is all about drums, innit?
Yeah.
So if the drum pattern is Afro, you'll bag it.
I need to figure out in my head how that works.
But that's like me saying, imagine when Kojo came and you never heard a song and then he told you he's doing Afro Swing, you're gonna be like, what's that?
Yeah.
Look at it now.
Yeah.
Him, J Hus, who else does bare people do Belly that?
Squad,
NSG.
Belly
Squad, these other two brothers from North or something, from Birmingham.
Lotto Boys.
They're all caught on to it, bruv.
Yeah.
And they're all gonna, now he's created.
They're all eating off it. They're all eating off it as well. Yeah.
But it's always arguable who started it, him or J Hus. We don't know. It's mad how they're beefing.
Yeah.
Obviously, we heard Hus first.
Yeah.
But do you know why I don't really say who started stuff? Imagine I talk about it. That's why I don't talk too tough about Afrogram in it. Imagine I've mentioned it now. Imagine people hear this podcast and then some guy goes and who's does bigger than me and claims it.
Yeah.
Then I'm that's it.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's gonna know he introduced it.
Yeah.
These times.
You had
it time ago.
Yeah.
So for all you know, who knows if Kojo started it how many years ago?
Mm.
You don't know.
It's like
you don't know behind the scenes.
Whoever the public sees first is kind of like the pioneer.
And that's exactly. And that's what I don't think is fair.
Okay. Yeah,
you know what
for
I'm
sure.
It's like Michael Jackson. Everyone was saying, "Yo, he started moonwalk," and then he came out and said, "No,
no, I didn't."
He saw it in some place.
Next video.
But they weren't famous, so you never knew. But he saw it somewhere and he just announced it. That's it. So that's the problem, bro. Like, it's just whoever catches the fire first.
So what are you doing in the studio? So how are you? What's your studio process like with your producers?
Oh man, studio right now is all long, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Rocks now, the guy that Penthouse right now, yeah, they're all busy.
So Penthouse, what?
Penthouse, they were there before I got there.
Okay.
It's a studio.
Okay. So
two engineers.
Yeah.
One does days, one does nights. But one of the, sorry, two, they're both engineers and they're both producers.
Sick.
But one of them has now adopted the whole artistry.
Okay.
That's why he's called Mr. Roxon.
Yeah,
that's why we've released. So we all vibes all the time, every weekend.
Yeah.
We've made this song, Ikaya You, which doesn't mean anything.
But yeah, what?
We made it up. It was vibes in.
Okay.
Just all drunk. made this word. But then we said, do you know what?
This
word goes, bruv. Yeah. I said, do you know what? Let's make a definition for it. And then when we writ the rest of the bars, then we said, it's just an expression.
Yeah.
It's like me saying, when you say rah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that could mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Rah could be in a positive way. Like if
boy,
a girl says,
good, yeah.
I'm going to do something. And then you're like,
rah.
Yeah.
Or if someone brought a knife, like, and you were telling the story and he said, someone robbed me, be like, rah.
Swear.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
different meanings, isn't it? So it's all expressions. That's what Ikaya was like.
Yeah.
We said, you know what? Ikaya is going to be like, we used to go around and we'd be like, like, I'll call Rox. And I'd be like, hey, Rox, you know what? Something mad just happened. You'd be like,
Ikaya.
Oh my days. Yeah. You say that. So we just made it mean, it can mean whatever you want. It's just a form of expression. That's it. So, from that, now he's doing this artistry stuff. Less studio time.
He's working on his thing.
Summertime.
Yeah.
A lot of people like us. He done a lot of they mixed a lot of DJ P Montana's Raw Boy Volume 1 album. So he obviously people that are kind of like in a higher status, I would say, or they're in talks with labels, because P Montana's, he works very close with like Red Bull and stuff like that. Okay. They kind of get priority. So Silver, Mr. Silver's next door. He's got his studio next door.
Okay.
Is that Rocks then?
He works with him like every Wednesday or so. Like they've got a day that they work.
Okay.
But he gets priority because he's releasing his album sheet.
Right, I see. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then he's got all these pressures from whatever from sort of management. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't think he signed in it, but he's got some. Maybe he's got some deals here and there, and they're giving him pressure.
Like, so he's got to get stuff done.
I can see that he needs to get their stuff done, innit? And maybe they've paid him. They've given him like
an advance.
Boom. So they're gonna get. So I don't really get. Like, sometimes I get cancellation. Sometimes he'll cancel the day that we've already kind of planned.
Yeah.
I might not go through for 2 weeks because it's not free. And now that he's doing the artistry stuff, is long.
This is the music industry, you know. Like, honestly, this studio time thing, fam. Sometimes it's not even
about the money.
It's not the money thing. It's not the money. It's actually time. And like, everybody's on their own.
And then at the same time, finding them. Because me and you were.
Yeah.
You see me on Snap and that.
Yeah.
Our connection's mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can make music with bare people, but I feel like I'll never make the music the way I.
We was at a barbecue the other day, like some music was playing. Like, I was watching Larby, I can see he's talking to his producers and he's making up like little things.
Yeah,
like, and I'm like, I can see
the connection's
like
mad,
bruv. I can see that, man.
We all just gel, it just makes sense.
Yeah,
that's why if you go and watch us, even in a different, like, forget what Larby the artist is doing,
sure.
Because right now, they asked me basically, they said, oh, do you, They want me to join Penthouse. I said, join Penthouse as what? Like, yeah, like a writer. I said, oh, yeah, come. Because they realised I'm there every weekend, giving bare ideas for free. Like, just giving
just
them
free. Giving them
yeah,
for
like,
free.
Just dishing out bare. But it's like Afrobeat, though. It's not me. Right. It's not what I do.
Right.
But it works.
Didn't you used to chill with, like,
Flavor. Yeah, all of them, man.
Yeah, but you see, that's what I'm saying. That's all behind the scenes, you know. Yeah. No, people don't know that. But I will be honest, I never really got involved in the music stuff. When they started doing music, I weren't really with them anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it was more dance.
Yeah.
So we've got the Afro vibe. It's there, innit? It's in our blood. Ghanaians, innit?
Of course.
I used to do a bare like dances in churches.
All types of bread, all this
MCing
thing.
For youth there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember again.
Proper went in, didn't
yeah,
it?
I remember.
And they went off and did their music and look at them now. They're doing their thing, bro.
Trust.
They're big. They're doing their own.
They're in their own lane.
I'm not surprised. I am, because they for me.
You talking about composers, right?
No.
Palms and Flavor. Like,
oh, my bad.
The thing.
I've got to do the Instagram as well, man. I have to do the Instagram story.
The thing with them that surprised me was it was all a joke at first.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they sat down and said, yo, we've got to start doing music, and then they made that bread song.
The bread was
a joke.
Yeah.
Then they did that tune with Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sam Mami.
Yeah, yeah.
Done that, and then they realised, you know what?
This can be a thing.
Someone come up to them. I think their manager said, listen, you man can make money from this, like, you can actually, this could be your living. Mm. So look at them now, but making videos in
America.
I met them. I went to America, I went to New York,
yeah,
I went to my cousins, and then I met them there.
Mad.
They've gone to this performing, like, and no one would know this. They went to like Dallas or sat somewhere random, then they'd come to New York for a little, a few days just to chill, and then went back to England. And I was thinking, right, man, I've met these lot in. From Peckham, you know.
Yeah.
Man's meeting them in New York.
Church in Forest Hill, boy.
So is that like the motivation behind what you're doing now? Like, because you see what everybody else is.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That goes back to like what I said before. Yeah. I saw the people that around me. I said, right, they're making livings out of this. Like,
yeah,
they're not working like me. Nah. But these times we can all do the same thing.
Right.
So why am I?
And they're in their gift as well. They're
exactly,
just using
like,
music.
That's it. They don't have a secondary job. You know what I'm saying? They're not having to wake up 20 minutes before the trains get to the station and start running for the train and that. Yeah. You can't do all of that.
Mm.
And I was just like, you know what? And the whole work for my money thing, is all related to the way I work and all that stuff. But yeah, one day I just got pissed off and someone tried to say something at work. And I was like, bruv, I work for my money, you know? Mm. That's how it started.
I
was like, bruv, man works for money like you know?
Yeah.
Don't get rude to me.
Right.
Talk to me with respect, bruv. you talk to me like that again, mm-hmm. I'll take you outside, break your neck. When I said that to him, he was gone. he was gone. He looked at me like
the guy from Southeast London.
Because he was Spanish, innit? Some okay. Spanish guy.
Yeah.
He's looking at me like, because me, I try not to see with work here.
Mm.
As soon as I step into work, I'm different.
Mm.
You know, but then at the same time, do you know what it was? I only did it as well, yeah. I feel like I'm really against like trying to be something you're not.
Yeah.
But I always say to brothers, like, just adapt.
You have to don't be adaptive. Yeah, don't change. Changing but you and adapting can adapt. Is different. It's different. You know? It's two different things.
It's just adapting that you can still like I'm more cockney on set. And I started realizing I just it was all natural, just because I'm. Is your, it all depends on your surroundings.
But and it's also the area of London that you grew up in. That's it's it. Like, yeah.
But as soon as I went to Norfolk for like 2, I think I just changed quick. No. I adapted to it.
Mm.
Went to Norfolk for 2 years. And I was the only black guy as well, mm. and out of 16 guys that all got, we all got accepted for this job.
Mm.
I was the only black guy, so. It's like I don't read my surroundings. Is however they're gonna talk, I'm gonna just catch on to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you need
yeah,
to.
That happens, yeah, that happens, bro.
I just
happens.
And it's not like you purposely do it. It just happens. Because that's what you're hearing
the
most
jargon,
of the time.
It? The jargon.
The jargon.
So that this, before you know, I come back to end and someone was like, hey,
why are you speaking like that?
It's real talk. And real I was talk. Like, why am I speaking
like
that?
We talking about? We talking about? That's what I said. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about, mate? We talking about? He's like, yeah, like that. I was like. I don't talk about something.
Yeah.
And he says, look at, he says, and then I realized, I deeped at one time. I was like, you know what? Oh,
it's our environment, man.
Yeah, because I started saying to people, when I get off the train, I see some guy from the end. I'll be like, yo, what's the crack?
What's the crack?
And then he's looking at me like, story. What am I talking about? And I'm like, hey, what's the crack? Because one of my, like good mates, Chris.
Irish guy.
Irish.
That's what they say.
What's
the crack?
He's always saying,
yeah.
What's the crack, fella?
What's the crack?
Something like that. So I just adopted it.
What do you say? What's
he just look at me like,
what?
What's this guy on about, yeah. Bro? I think he took it offensive, bro.
But I would hold on to that, you know.
Because he was looking at me. He was looking at me, man.
What's the story?
But you know what's mad now? See, I always say that.
Okay.
But there you go.
But now, if I go around saying it, or I copy J-Hus.
Yeah.
But I've been saying that for time.
But it's who catches. And Irish people have been saying it for time, but it's like, who catches the fire?
Yeah.
Who catches it first?
Yeah.
All that lingo, bruv. Like, what Jay, that's what I said, like, it's not, everything has been done.
Mm.
Like, if you ask me, yeah, when everyone talks about J-Hus and Kojo, who started it? I think Burna Boy started it. But he's just not, he's not British.
Yeah.
He is, though.
No, but I mean, like, His
and he
music
plus he had the ban from
was started
the UK
from Nigeria. That's why everyone called him a Nigerian artist.
Yeah.
However, man ran away.
Like no, I know. What I'm saying is that his bass though is
okay.
In Nigeria.
Yeah.
His bass ain't here.
Yeah.
You don't classify him.
That is good.
But
you know
artists make a lot more
that.
Money back home. That's why like Lola Ray went back to Nigeria
Thank
because
you.
She made bare more money.
Even everyone, Lola Ray, Rachel, yeah.
I've Rachel, yeah, house. Rachel. She lived down the road.
To a house, yeah. I used to go to her house and that because her cousin was like my good friend.
Mm.
That's when I found out she was actually even going in. She wasn't even Nigerian.
Yeah.
All of this stuff that I found out, it was like, rah. Okay, so I get it. When she started the music thing, it's all to do with where your audience is.
Yes.
And that's where she went, Nigeria. Yes. That's
Triple
why
the amount that she
gonna,
can make.
What's Lola Ray? What are you going to tell me? Mm. Afrobeat Nigerian artist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She lives in Bexley. She lived in Bexley.
Bexley Heath, bro.
She's from London. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk. Real
so that's the same real with Burna Boy. Yeah, he's from. I heard he was from Brixton or something. I don't know. Somewhere around the south.
Mm.
And that's. And and he just went to Nigeria and started the music there.
Mm.
So that's his base. So J-Hus and that, their base is here.
Mm.
That's why everyone recognizes them as starting it. Because no one had done it here.
True.
It had been done.
You're
it just
right,
had been
right.
done here.
It just had to be done.
So if Burna Boy done it, see if he stayed here and done it, he would have claimed the title time ago.
Mm.
That would have been his son.
It's true.
Because he's, to me, we heard him first.
He's the guy.
To be honest, he was the first one to really merge like the dance.
I mean, you've heard that song,
the Afrobeats as well.
Like to Party.
Yeah.
Banger. Such a
that's no different in my opinion to I don't know, you can mix that tune if you was like DJing,
yeah
you can probably mix it to any one of Kojo or J Hus's Afro swing,
swing kind of trap tracks.
You know what I'm saying?
So this Afro Grammy. So you got a video? Can we watch it?
Yeah, that video's mad.
Are we able to play it on the podcast or?
If it would come up,
if you sent it to, yeah, if it sounds, I don't know. If
yeah, it like you good. Can send it. You can send it to.
And we can like MP3 it.
Yeah, like. It was in the live because me, yeah. When if I get invited somewhere to perform, yeah, mm. I'll try to do it live if I can.
Yeah,
I'll try to do it live because Rocks again, he plays keys.
Okay, so you just
bring that's how I met him. Yeah, I didn't even know he was a producer.
Sick keys player. Yeah, sick.
Me and him played with
Silver, innit?
Yeah, Silver. Yeah. Radio 1.
Oh yeah. Oh, when you went live. Oh,
Radio 1.
Yeah, that was live. Both of us were on keys. Yeah.
So that's when he was. So he's had journeys. So for him to be an artist now,
yeah,
he started off obviously studying in uni, mm-hmm. all of that stuff. Then from produced for like Shower Shins and them man there when they did the album mm-hmm. back then. Starboy Wills, I think it was. Yeah, they did their thing. Then so he started producing. After the producing, because he's been playing keys in church, all that stuff, he taught himself and he's been trained and that.
Sick.
He started playing for like artists, Silver.
Yeah.
He went on to like a little tour or something, like around the, I think UK tour or something. With Davido.
Davido.
He played for him when he back with them times.
Yeah, them times. Yeah.
When Davido was big, but not as big as he is now. Like he's still, but he was big. So he's had it. He's experienced the whole how many thousands of people.
Yeah. That he would be
so when you go to composer's concert and you're seeing Charlie Biggs, you know, that was him. That was basically Rocks. So he's experienced that. Then you have his boy who plays bass, my boy, because I'm also part of, as much as I'm part of Penthouse, I'm part of GMT as well.
I wanted to talk about GMT.
So the whole grid, that's a Greenwich movement.
Okay.
Think of it like MMG. It's like an MMG thing.
Yeah.
So it's not a group. That's what people got mixed up.
Because you're all individual.
We're all individual doing our own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can work on projects together. And if maybe when I found Rocks, for example, I told these man, yo, I found this studio.
So it's like
them kind of brought them in. If they got a video gang, I need a video gang. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a movement.
It's a collective.
It's a collective, that's all it is.
Cool. You was at a video shoot the other day, Roots,
that's a big video still. Sick. That's our first, I'll say, it's not even, see stuff like that, I'm not even gassed over it too tough. Mm. It's more like something that is part of the checklist.
Right.
Everyone needs to do like a studio video.
Right.
I'm more of a, you can tell, I'll be honest, the quality of the video is going to be way sicker than Work For My Money.
Mm.
Okay. Work For My Money was
good.
I thought
that was good.
It was a great video though. Okay. No, quality wise, it was all right. Trust me. We shot it in like, the video that we just done was in like 5K or something. Something dumb.
Wow.
Yeah, something stupid, bro. It's one of them. What's that camera called? Red camera.
Yeah.
So that
red cam. Whoa. These guys got a budget, you know.
It's gonna be dumb. It's gonna be dumb. But what? Hey, have you not deep, bruv? Come on. Have you not deep? You've done it as a collective. I didn't do it by myself.
Okay. Yeah.
So the piece is more manageable.
Come on, split that way.
We split. So
the thing.
Yeah, with that thing there, it's that quality is gonna be sick.
Yeah.
But then.
What's the vibe of the song? And when are we gonna hear it? Like,
it's out already.
Is it out already?
Yeah, it's actually out already. Alright,
well let's get into that. Let's get into some Root.
I sort of attacked it differently.
Okay.
It won't even be what you
normal
expect.
What we've heard.
No.
Alright. I need to listen to that.
Well, we'll play it for the audience, innit?
Yeah.
Rude.
GMT. I don't mean to be rude, but I can't take my eyes off you. Said I don't mean to be rude, but you're trying to get me lost in stew. Made me wanna say, my God, body so big I can barely hold on. Made me wanna tell my niggas, hold on. Pretty sure I'm the one you wanna roll on. Pretty sure I'm the one you wanna roll on. Taking a sip of your love potion. Love the way you're moving it in slow motion. Cuffing you right now, I'm thinking about the notion. Bad K,
girl trying to get her breast squeeze up. Bad girl trying to get her body feel up. You know we trying to be alone till your friends leave us. When them fuck boys come and tell them boys ease up. So you and I can grind all through the night. I'm trying to do this right. So don't you waste my time. But I don't mean to be rude. But I can't take my eyes off you. Said I don't mean to be rude. You're trying to get me lost, it's true. Made me wanna say, my God, body's so big, I can barely hold on. Made me wanna tell my niggas, hold on. Pretty sure I'm the one you wanna roll on. Off the round one, you won't need a round.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'ma show you, you must see the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't like your friends, I ain't gonna judge you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the one like Obi, Kenobi, you don't know me. Don't phone me, money on my mind, yeah, 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 yeah. You're looking fine, yeah, 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 yeah. From the behind, please slow wind. I'm just trying to find my way in between those lines. Hold up, please don't give me attitude. I ain't trying to slide in your DMs, I'm right in front of you. Trying to hold a clean convo without confronting you. Nowadays, girls are hella sensitive. I'm just trying to do you good with no negative. Tell your auntie and your cousins and your relatives that you're on lockdown. From a real bad man from the block now, so I'm never on my own, no way. I got niggas that will ride out for me. I got niggas that will take the L's.
But I don't mean to be rude. But I can't take my eyes off you. Said I don't mean to be rude. But you're trying to get me lost, it's true. Made me wanna say, my God, body's so big I can barely hold on. Made me wanna tell my niggas, hold on. Pretty sure I'm the one you wanna roll on.
Baby girl, I come to play. If you wanna come and roll my way, all I got to say is after seeing you today, I wanna make you my babe. Your body drives me crazy. Let me squeeze you night and day. Wanna take on what's on display. What's on display? Don't waste time, no delay. Come around and spend all day with me. I know you like me. Can I introduce myself as Mr. Lobby? Everything genuine, yeah, we do it vibey. I can be your Ken and you can be my Barbie. Hey, I say ting-a-ling-a-ling. Rob was the thing. She wants to come and stroke the long thing. She the girl we know me want trust. She the girl we know me want love. Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Rob was the thing. She wants to come and stroke the long thing. She the girl we know me want trust. She the girl we know me want love.
I don't mean to be rude. Oh, I can't take my eyes off you. Said I don't mean to be rude. You're trying to get me lost, it's true. Made me wanna say, my God, body's so big I can barely hold on. Made me wanna tell my niggas, hold on. Pretty sure I'm the one you wanna roll on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rude. It's got about 5,000 plays, you know.
Okay, lit.
On SoundCloud.
Lit.
It's on, yeah. I think it's on Mixtape Madness.
Okay, so let's take it back. Let's take it back. So, I'm gonna ask you a few questions about yourself. Like, what was the first CD mixtape that you bought with your own money?
That I bought. I never
bought.
Oh,
yeah, LimeWire. LimeWire, boy.
LimeWire days. You know what's funny? If you talk about first CD that I ever bought, no joke. I remember my dad took it off me.
Go ahead.
It was probably Cisco Fong song. Or Craig David 7 Days. Yeah. I remember.
Bangers, yeah, man. Yeah, those were bangers. Those were bangers.
Or Usher 8701.
Yeah.
Those were my first CDs too. I had. Yeah. No joke. And then then I used to go to that market with my dad. Then we got like this he used to go to this guy that was selling CDs and that. And he used to buy a lot of like them American mix CDs, like,
they've
got like loads of Fabulous on there and Ja Rule, and this is a mix, someone's mixing it, and then the first rap, because the artists I mentioned, they weren't rapping, it all singers. The first rap I probably bought, do you know what, another CD that I bought or that I got hold of was Justin Timberlake's album.
Justified. Lit album.
Sick album. I used to ban that all the time, bro.
Yeah.
I even copied it. Yeah. What happened was, it was Paul's birthday.
Yeah.
My boy Paul, innit? And then I copied it I used to, my dad taught me how to copy, so I copied it, burn it for him. You know, he used to burn CDs.
Yeah.
And then I even printed off the sticker and that, and put it on and made a CD for him. I was like, yeah, that's your birthday present. So that was like year seven or something. I was, yeah, I remember it come out when I was like year six, year seven. So yeah, I was about 13. And then the first rap album I got hold of was Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
Oh,
that's the first CD I had got hold of. But in terms of like MP3 stuff. I don't know. It was probably. Do you know what's funny? It was probably like Mystical, you know.
Mystical, you know.
People ain't deep to Mystical. Mystical is dangerous, you know.
Yeah, he is.
He was
Mystical. Yeah, it's so sick that I don't think people understand how sick he is.
Yeah,
his flow was different.
Very aggressive.
Do you know what he does?
Aggressive. Yeah.
Let me explain exactly what he does. Mystical catches the beat. Does that make sense?
But a lot of artists catch a beat.
No. A lot of artists ride the beat. They either ride it or they attack it. So riding it is Afro swings, your whatever. Flow. They ride it, innit? They flow. Okay. Then attacking it is your gets. And Kano attacks, as in they go
on the
beat. But Mystical would do something like, yeah, he would slow it down.
Yeah, that's true. He's mad. It's true.
When you deep what, and you can hear all the. Do you know what's funny? When all these headphones got better, and you get good speakers and that,
yeah,
you can actually hear what he's saying. It's not like he's so fast you can't deep what he's saying.
Yeah.
You can actually hear every word he's saying. Go listen to one song he done with Birdman, yeah. And this was recent. This wasn't even. Not that it's recent, but it was one of his most recent projects. Yeah, this wasn't like 2000 Mystical, as in.
Oh, this is Mystical out of jail.
Out of jail, not before jail. That song it's called I don't know. It's on my phone. I'll find it for you. If you go listen to that song, you'll realize how mad this guy is, bro. that song.
Would you say that Mystical and like artists like 50 Cent? Would you say they inspired you in your musical journey? You can't take pictures. Would you say they inspired you?
Some sort. They've had an influence on how I've developed my sound.
Okay.
But not inspired, because what they're speaking about is not inspirational stuff. When 50 Cent came, he's talking about, do you know what his song used to gas me up? This song when he goes, ain't that nigga crib out there?
Yeah,
he come out. We gonna tie his ass up. How you gonna have a car? Yeah. What's that song again? I'll kill you. I ain't playing here. When I'll kill you. Look at that stuff. I'm 12 years old. Yeah, listening to stuff like that, bro. That's not inspirational. Yeah,
that's not inspirational. Yeah.
But like I said, it the sound, didn't it? At a young age, I was able to understand flows and sounds and stuff. I used to memorize this stuff, so that gave me an insight of like delivery. I wasn't writing then, I was just like copying like what they said,
yeah,
but without their music. So yeah,
because personally I would have said 50 Cent inspired me, not as an artist, but the person
inspired you to do what
as I grew and he grew.
Yeah,
of course, like that's what I'm saying. I'm looking music now, I'll even finish saying what I was saying earlier. Music's now, unfortunately, it's not about music, which is weird. It's all about the business behind
it. It's very true. Trevor Nelson was saying, you actually don't, it's not about talent anymore. You just need a good song.
I know some sick artists, bruv. I know some sick artists. I'm talking, they're sick. Like, they're so dope. Don't know them.
Yep.
You probably never will. Because of their branding shit. Or they ain't made a hit banger.
For true. For real.
That's where you would get, look, I'm not even cussing anyone, innit? But it's quite obvious. Don E is not a musician. He's a vibes guy, do you know what I'm saying? He's made hits, bruv. What can I say to Don E, bruv? He's got a million hits. He's getting shows. What am I getting? I'm getting work at 7 a.m. in the morning.
you know what I'm saying? Same for Birdman. Birdman ain't an artist. Man just rubs his hands all the time.
Look what he is. But he owes people money, man. Even him, yeah, he's different. He's different because there's people that are. That's what I'm saying. It's not about the music. Sometimes it's about the reality of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Nines is the realest guy. Nines is just real. And he talks about stuff that people can relate
to.
Are
feeling and
what. And that's it, bruv. He's gone. Or Master P back in the day. He was talking about some real stuff.
Fam, if you listen to Master P's interviews,
you realise how like,
forward thinking he was.
Like, he's mad. Yeah. And you deep that the way he talks in his interviews, that's what he's doing in his music.
Yep.
Master P, if you listen to Master P, even gigs, people, it's arguable to say he's gangster, but when you realise their lifestyle, it's not gassed gangster. It's just real.
It's just honest.
This is my life, gangster. It's not like I'm trying to be
someone you're not.
It's the reality.
This is what I'm living, innit?
Real rap.
Like, Giggs never said, I'm coming for you guys, I'm going to shank everyone.
Mm.
He said, if you come to Peckham, it's long.
That's basically what the reality of the situation was.
I'm not a prick. If you come to my ends, I'm not a prick.
Yeah.
Just be prepared because I'm prepared. That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
Whereas there's guys that will say, I'm going to every ends to
the
nan
cut
man's.
Yeah,
this and that. You know what I'm saying? That's all dead.
Mm.
That's not real, bruv. I know a certain man that they had nice houses, nice living. Their family supported them, but they're bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, so what are you bad for?
Yeah.
Gigs bad for my family.
Had reasons to be bad. They didn't have the sort of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The little petty crimes I probably did, I didn't have money. So I've had to go and do what I had to do to get some sort of cash.
Yeah.
Just to eat. You know what I'm saying? So.
Can you expand on that a little bit more? Because obviously, when you came in, you were talking about your 12-hour day and then transitioning into the music. Yeah. Like, what has that been like, that journey for you?
Nah,
is it frustrating?
It's very difficult. It's frustrating.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just, you've got to sort of train your mental health, I'll say. Otherwise, you just lose it. Because I can quit tomorrow and say I'm doing music full time.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money coming from? You've got to have a balance. Obviously, it would be ideal for me to look for a job that's more flexible.
Mm.
But I'm pretty comfortable where I am right now. I just take advantage of the opportunity. So however much, because where I am now, it's not so demanding. It's not such a stressful job. I'm not on shift. I don't do 12 hours like that anymore.
Mm.
I do like 10 to 12. So I can do 10 hours and I'm good. But it's like, and I don't do weekends anymore.
Okay.
That's why I take advantage
of that of with that the
and
music.
I just do the music on the weekends, but unfortunately it's not Larby's music, but it's Robert helping as a writer.
Still building up though.
Because at the end of the day, that's what I'm saying. You have to find other avenues. That could pay me.
Writers are the ones that get P, man.
Thank you. And then
writers
that can free me from work.
Right.
Become financially free. And then I can focus on whatever Larby
is.
But if I can't, if Larby's not banging, if no one's picking up Larby, obviously I'm not saying I've been trying for years, like it's only this year, but I'm still working on it, still developing. But at the same time, if I can find other ways to make money, and that will take me away from work, I'm going to do that. Innit?
For real.
That's
for
it.
Real.
That's what I'm doing.
Sweet.
That Mystical song, by the way, is called RG. Rich Gang.
And that's with Rich Gang with Birdman, yeah?
Okay.
Sick song, bruv. Yeah. If you did that song, it's long.
What can we expect then from Larby rest of this year, 2018? When can we get new
music?
I'm just
preparing, man, for
what
next year.
Okay.
So obviously, see, this is where you learn stuff. So I can not do any music for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like record anything and just prepare for like 2018. Because you saw me at that video last week. That can last a month.
For real?
That can last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It can sit on the streets for 6 weeks. Just push that. Then I've got the whole Penthouse stuff. We're doing a video next week, Sunday actually. You're
sick.
All invited.
Sick.
Next week Sunday.
Come, we come in our point attire.
Next week Sunday, the whole theme, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make it, well, the scene that we want everyone to be in, it's probably going to be like a little party-ish barbecue type of setting.
Okay.
But it's like in an African restaurant.
Is the food real?
Are we gonna get real food?
Yeah,
the food,
the meat and yam stuff.
Hey, you know people got budgets in
that. Trust that meat and yam stuff. Like, is we're gonna try pattern Saturday anyway because we have to have meat and yam in it because that's what we talk about.
Right.
So we're gonna do that video. So that video, when that gets done, that has to get released. I'm waiting. My video's kind of done. I'm just waiting to distribute right now to get to the right platform. So that's
your second
which is
video.
The song that I've done with.
Ah, okay.
With Enoch in there.
What's that video? What's that song
that's
called?
That's gonna be called Back in Time.
That's it's a track, you know.
Yeah,
but you see what I'm saying? Like all of them songs that I do, like them type of songs, they're not singles. Mm. They're like, what do you call them? Album project songs. Mm. That's why they're not going. They're not gonna go like that. And when I start making singles, you'll know, because I'll be saying them. I'll be saying the most. The catchiest hook, hook, I won't be shedding it too much. That's how you can sing along to. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Jay Huss, prime example.
Yep.
He'll go and do, did you see what I done? But go listen to his album when he's talking some real stuff like
Spirit, bro. I had to really like that song.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially when the video came out.
Ooh, that's
I liked
a banger.
Even more. I was like,
they went to Ghana for that, innit?
Yeah, they went to Ghana for
that. Yeah.
And then all the other songs, like when he's rapping, then you realize, hey, he can rap. But he wasn't going to release them rap songs because that's not what everyone's gonna sing to.
No,
I'm saying so.
He needs to catch the club bangers,
basically.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm working on. Sick. How am I gonna? It might not be club like that, but it might be because Getz ain't a club guy like that. Mm-hmm. But he's doing festivals. But he's a festival guy.
Getz goes on festival. He just came
he's
back
a
from
festival
Russia.
Guy. Mm. So he, if I can go in that direction, and I might start a new thing, a new type of the whole Afrogram thing, if it works. Then
it's gonna bang, man.
It will go because, like I said, the whole video you would see it and then you'd kind of understand the angle that I'm attacking from. I'm happy you answer that question because that's what my producer's been. We've been discussing that bare. It's all good being versatile. Chipmunk, his album Versatile, but what's the number one thing you say about him? Grime. Like he came out with Grime first. Once you've got a sound that everyone can relate to, can relate with you, then you can. I think you're able to do anything. You can now test waters if you want to,
or you can experiment,
or you can just showcase whatever you want, as long as you keep the people happy with your original sound.
For real.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then you've won fans already.
Mm.
Stormzy's won fans. I don't remember the last time Stormzy done a Grime song.
I was about to ask, do you think Grime can, like, you can do well as just a soul Grime artist?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Because, like I said, that's my initial sound.
Double E does nothing but Grime.
You can live off Grime. You can live off Grime. AJ Tracy's living off Grime.
Yeah.
He's like, you can make, like I said, Getz is living off Grime.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm anticipating his album though.
I'm looking forward to that.
His album's coming, I think, next month or sometime in the next few months or so.
Okay.
His album's coming up, but yeah, man. I just need to get that one sound that everyone knows me for, and then bring all this. If I saved like Back in Time, if you hear Back in Time, it's long.
It's a
proper project song.
Yeah.
I wish it was my beat, but it was literally a Jake, and everything happened. Okay. It was a J. Cole beat, but then I'll show it to you after as well. We sort of mixed it. We mixed it at the end. We just did our own little thing at the end, and it's like these are all. It just proves to you that if I did a project, it will sound mad. It will sound good.
I'm not gonna lie.
But it doesn't prove to you that I can do singles.
Mm. So you're just waiting. So
once I do a single,
then,
and if you've been following up with all the other stuff, you'll know, this guy is, he can really
I could tell from work for my money, like, you can songwrite, you know.
Yeah, but songwriting but singles.
No, but singles, I mean, like, is a single that will allow you, that will open doors for you in different, you know, in different environments without having to stick within the grime lane.
Sort of lane. You're right there. But at the same time, like I said, times have changed, innit?
Mm.
So, this song, you're right, I'll be honest, I would have never wrote that. Because I just I don't function like that. But that's what people like.
Yeah.
When J-Hus said, but J-Hus can adapt. That's what I'm saying. So it's all learning. J-Hus can go and do, what's the song you done before? Fanta. I like my listen to
friendly.
That's similar to what this Don Eder done. Mm-hmm. You know
simple
saying?
Hook.
But then he will come and be in a room with me or in a session with me and shell it the way I would shell it.
Yeah, exactly.
But he would go and shell it the way Don E would shell it. But so that's what I need to be able to do.
That's
why I've gone into the whole Kaya Yee stuff.
Right.
Because then it's like that gives me an opportunity
to hook people
to
in.
Be like, yo, even if I'm not on it on the actual song, and you read and then you look at the credits and you think, oh, Robert wrote something, you'd be like, oh, Lobby wrote this.
Right.
Oh, how did he write? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
That means, oh, he can do that then.
Right.
It's all about delivery though. If you ain't got the right delivery, then it's just not, there's just no point.
Mm.
I might not be blessed. I might be aff, yeah? As in, if I talk with an accent, then you know what I mean? I can pull off a aff accent.
Mm.
But delivering on a track in an afro vibey type, it might not be me, bruv.
Yeah, but you might be able to write it, but just to
just not deliver it.
That's it.
Yeah. So that's the way that I could bag it in different departments, but still have my one sound.
Yeah.
Jadakiss was a prime example.
Mm.
Jadakiss wrote bare hits, you know.
Mm.
P. Diddy, other singers.
I'm not surprised he wrote for Diddy.
But then look at, obviously, because he was under his contract.
Yeah,
but even though he wrote for Diddy, when you listen to Diddy, you don't think he's a hard borrower. These times, Jadakiss wrote some of it, so. But you think Jadakiss is a hard borrower.
Right.
Yeah, so how is he
able to
exactly?
Because
he's looked at the person and gone, this is how they'll be able to deliver the track.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to make it suitable for them.
Yeah.
If I write for Matt, you still sing, innit?
Mm-hmm.
If I write for him now, I've got to study him and be like, this is how he has to sing it.
Mm.
I'm not gonna go and get some whoever sings. I'm not gonna go throw Usher songs at him or that type of vibe or. Even the way Kojo's singing and that, I'm gonna do that too,
because
that's not his sound. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. So you've got to adapt to the artist that you're actually working with.
Definitely.
Yeah. Of course.
Jeez, I feel like it's about to be Larby's world, boy. Yeah, GMT, you know that world, fam. It's good, man. It's good, brother. Well, thank you for joining us, bro. We appreciate it. Socials, how can people find you? All of that. Plug it.
Larby_GMT.
Sick.
On everything.
What? There's only two things, isn't it? Twitter and Instagram. Insta.
Really?
Yeah, really.
SoundCloud as well, but obviously I've not released too much, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Calm.
All right,
well, it's been The Point introducing, and it's Larby in a bit. Peace. All right,
peace. Thanks, man.
Yo. I can be great. You can be great. He can be great, brother. We can be great. I can be great. You can be great. He can be great, brother. We can be great. I can be great. You can be great. He can be great, brother. We can be great. I can be great. You can be great. He can be great, brother. We can
wait. We take a risk with our life, like when we park on a double yellow, cause we don't see space. I'm far too gone, steps, I can't chase it. My ex broke my heart, will I replace it? But life carries on, yeah, I gotta face it. Like the police force, for some of them are racist. Life is like solving some issues with the council. Never simple, they make you go for different stages. Mad, council house and they are providing. It's tight, feels like we're living in some cages. Why could a life be like a restaurant? Check what is available, allowing me to see different decisions before I make it. Yo, I'm an F, always gonna see me and embrace it. See the treasure, I will continue to be chasing. I'm cold, feels like I'm walking but naked. I'm stressed, sometimes a brother can't take it. Beard gang, part of the fashion, can't shave it. And mistakes, not on the paper, hard to erase it. We all make mistakes, no matter what the age is. I got a whole weight on my shoulders, brother, I'm aching. I gotta look after my family, I gotta make it. The pressure is on, brother Solomon, be patient. I don't know how, but we will inspire the nation. Whether it's on telly or the radio station, I'm happy bringing blacks together with Caucasians. Bringing Europeans together with the Asians. Bringing us Africans together with Jamaicans. My opinion, I will continue to be raising. Don't want icing, I just wanna be caking. The position of a leader, I will be taking. Makes me an alarm, cause when you hear your weight, up to life and mistakes that you were making. You ain't got time to regret the time that you wasted. But I am happy you realized and you faced it. The issue that was stopping you from first placing. So we say, what to say? Tell them you work for your money. Tell them you work for your money. If they ever try and rob you, tell them you work for your money. Tell them you work for your money. If they ever try and stop you, tell them you work for your money. Tell them you work for your money. And how come the tax man eats when we work for our money? When we work for our money. Alright then. We gotta keep elevating. Stop taking steps and use the elevator. Set trends.
ends, make a mark, be a innovator, control movement of money, cash flow, regulator, do it swiftly, make it fit like a tailor, never descending down like an ab sailor, deliver life on the track like a woman in labor, better yet, provide your life like a defibrillator, while Eminem and Dr. Dre was doing 50 a week, I was on the street trying to get £50 in my jeans, every night I talk to God when I'm kneeling on my knees, Disneyland hoping next year I'm taking my niece, success, I thought DJ Khaled was sharing the keys, but I'm still up in the hood, in the jungle, in the trees, I'm dreading the next 35 years, my student loan, my school tuition, I'll be paying the fees, the better know, you better tell them that you work for your money, tell them you work for your money, yeah, they better know, you better tell them you work for your money, tell them you work for your money, they better know, you better tell them you work for your money, tell them you work for your money, and how come the tax man eats when we work for our money, when we work for our money. Tell them you work for your money. Tell them you work for your money. If they ever try and rob you, tell them you work for your money. Tell them you work for your money. Yo, if they ever try and stop you, tell them you work for your money. Tell them you work for your money. And how come the tax man eats when we work for our money? When we work for our money. I can be great. You can be great. He can be great, brother. We can be great. I can be great. You can be great. He can be great, brother. We can be great. I can be great, you can be great, he can be great, brother, we can be great. I can be great, you can be great, he can be great, brother, we can be great.